thought love was patient. I thought love was kind. But I know what love is. Love's wasting my time. I got silver bullets. I'm Rachel Otwell for Illinois Edition. The band you're hearing is called Willa Ray and the Minor Arcana. They're one of the female-fronted acts that will be playing tomorrow at an event in Urbana at the Cohen Building. It's hosted by the local Girls Rock chapter. I caught up with Olivia Tash, who is on the board of Girls Rock Champaign-Urbana, which formed last year. She starts by telling me what the initiative is all about.
The main purpose of Girls Rock in our community is to set a foundation for girls to have positive influences in music, and also to set a foundation for them to grow and feel empowered through music. So we will eventually have a rock camp that teaches girls how to form a band, how to market themselves in a band, how to book gigs, and also how to feel confident and empowered doing that. So we feel that Champaign-Urbana has already a very supportive community, and we just seek to solidify that and increase it.
And why the focus on girls? I guess for those who are involved in, you know, being even just music lovers, going to shows, etc. It's pretty obvious that it can be a male-dominated thing, but can you talk a little bit more about why this mission is dedicated to girls in particular?
Like you said, we've noticed a male-dominated component to music just in general, and all of us who are members of the Girls Rock CU Board in Champaign-Urbana have had personal experience being females in music and kind of struggle in certain areas based on our gender to be known or be taken seriously in the music scene. So we want to focus on girls because of our personal experiences, and we just see that as something that is a necessity for our community and for, you know, the nation.
So one of the main things that Girls Rock groups offer is music camps. Who would qualify to take part?
The age range would be from elementary age through high school. It's focused on girls because it would be females under the age of 18, and that's, but we also have, you know, we also focus on not only, you know, girls, but anyone who identifies as a woman or as a girl, and non-binary as well.
The Champaign-Urbana chapter of Girls Rock is relatively new, is that right? Can you talk about when you got started and what kind of events have happened thus far?
So we got together in September of 2016, and that's when the board solidified, and we had some kind of growing pains or growing solidifying founding in the fall months. And then we started fundraising events in November, December through the winter, and that's kind of still where we're at right now, trying to both reach out to the community and make our presence known, as well as gain support for camps and workshops in the future. So that's where something like the Portrait Series comes in for the first Friday event in Urbana, is getting our message out there, but also kind of working to fundraise and solidify ourselves in the community.
The event tomorrow will include a photography exhibit. Tell me about that.
So the portrait exhibit is a feature of women in the community who are either acting members in the music scene within this area, or have been acting members, or women who are seeking opportunities to be active in the music scene. So it highlights those women, features them in a portrait, and then has a quote from them speaking about what it's like to be a woman in the music scene, a lot of which is specific to this community. And the bands who are playing that night some women are featured in that portrait series and some are not, but it all kind of works to as a kind of vehicle for that same message of growth that we have for Girls Rock.
So looking ahead to the future of Girls Rock Champaign-Urbana, if people want to get involved or at least just stay up to date with what's coming up, how do they do so? And do you have any events scheduled so far?
Yes, they can. Well, they can get in contact with us through our Facebook page, which is Girls Rock !C-U. And then we also have a website, which is linked to that Facebook event. We are working on a couple workshops coming up this summer. So we're looking at July and August, but we haven't solidified those yet. So on the Facebook page, people can keep in touch with those events there. And on our website, we frequently update it as well.
I'm Rachel Otwell for Illinois Edition. I've been talking with Olivia Tash. She's a board member for Girls Rock Champaign-Urbana, an event tomorrow called Our Voices Multimedia Performance for Girls Rock starts at 6 and goes to 8 at the Cohen Building in Urbana. Olivia, you're in one of the bands that will be performing. It's called The Chickadee Sermon. We have a recording that we'll go out on. And Olivia, what can you tell us about the song?
It's an original song, and I grew up in a really small town, so it's kind of about living in the country and moving to, you know, a city, which is not really that big because it's Champaign-Urbana, but relatively big for someone who grew up in the country. So it's about maybe always kind of seeking that kind of silence and feeling both connected to living somewhere like in the country, but also constantly seeking something.
Sometimes in this country, I feel like I'm a stranger, like I'm missing my whole family, some other part of the world. Well, there is an echo inside. Started barking, oh yeah, out my name. some strange living in a cold country keeps me up shivering till